And it's a quarter to 12 as we now review the trot action from the weekend. And we've got Blake Redden back with us. Well, it was a wonderful weekend of harness racing with the Inter-Dominion heat being the centre stage.
They were, Nads. We should probably start with the barrier draw for the Inter-Dominion final, I guess. I know Adam Hamilton was doing a bit of work yesterday on air, but it's going to be crucial. Tiger Tar has drawn the pole in barrier one, Lazarus in two, Soho Tribeca's drawn four. And then you've got Lenny the Shark in six, San Carlo drew seven, and one of the other big guns, Chicago Bull, has drawn barrier 10. So he's the only horse off the second row. He'll follow out Tiger Tara, who many people are expecting to lead the race. I'm not so sure. Lenny the Shark has crossed Tiger Tara before, different circumstances clearly, but it'll be a cracking race into the first bend, and I'm sure the pressure will be all on the whole way in the race as well.
It's going to be an intriguing race. Which way are you going at this point, Blake?
My head says Lazarus is near unbeatable. He's just so much better than them. He was cruising. Mark Bird never asked him for an effort. We'll get to in his heat on Friday night. But I'm very confident now that people are underrating Lenny the Shark. He was back to his best Friday night, and he'll run a mighty race as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the key performances there at Gloucester Park on the weekend. First of all, in the first, Riazza Grunter, what did you make of this mare's run?
Yeah, we don't need to review the whole race, but I just wanted to touch on her because she was an enormous winner. She went 154 flat over the 2100, which was as quick as the Inter-Dominion heats. She won by a space, and I heard Greg Hay saying on Sky Channel that Team Tritton believe she could be their best horse in training, and they had Yaya's Hotspot vying for a spot in the Inter-Dominion. So she's coming out of the San Simeon. I think they have to decide now whether they want to have a crack at the Golden Nugget and Ultimate Machete, but she might go into the San Simeon final instead. Regardless, I think she's a horse to watch Riazza Grunter out of the first.
Okay, so we now get into the heat to the Inter-Dominion. Well, it was qualifying heat number 7, taken out by Chicago Bull. Here's the replay.
Coming off the back, Chicago Bull in front. He leads a metre and a half. Tiger Tara sticks on. They're clear from Major Dan. Chandel the outside. Then let's chase the Dream Co. Black the bucket list out wider. Around the turn, he's a raging bull. Tiger Tara roars on the outside and comes after him. In the straight, it's Chicago Bull in front from Tiger Tara. Good battle for the third. Major Dan, Chandel on the bucket list. But it's Chicago Bull. He's holding Tiger Tara. And Chicago Bull has won. Chicago Bull beat Tiger Tara, and they break away from Major
Most
Dan.
Chicago Bull the bucket taking list. Out heat number off. 7 of the Inter-Dominion. What did you take out of this heat, Blake?
The tide is starting to turn, and I must admit, I'm not going to say it makes me angry, but there's a lot of people that want to tell you about how the leaders have just been winning the Inter-Dominion heats, and that's fine to say, but I'd say in 7 of the 9 heats, we only had one leader not win. That was Lenny the Shark at Bunbury when the 3 poles horse won the race, and Yaya's Hotspot behind the leader ran second. But in 7 of the 9 heats, I'd say the leaders have had everything go their way. There hasn't been a great challenge for the early lead. They've been able to run their own sections early, and then they've just sprinted home. And when you start to burn at the 800 or the 600 metre mark at Gloucester Park, and you're on the pegs and you're probably the best horse anyway, and horses are trying to make ground out wide, it's just not going to happen. It'll be a completely different final to what we've seen in the heats. So put that aside, Chicago Bull did as expected of him. He was a good, strong winner. He's drawn to get a soft run either behind the leader or 3 poles. You'd have to think at worst in the final. He's definitely in it, but again, I can see a situation where he's just locked in a box the whole way up the straight because there's going to be good horses all around him that aren't going to be flinching. He's going to need a lot of luck to get out, but he's right in the market, deservedly so, given the barrier draw. But as I said, he'll need luck. Tiger Tara was very good. Sitting parked, he stuck on well. He draws to lead or be behind the leader at worst in the Inter-Dominion. And if Lenny happened to cross him, he will drift off the peg. So Tiger Tara should get his shot up the lane at absolute worst. But he's been really good all series, obviously, the track record at Bunbury. And again, outside of the top couple, Chandel, look, he's made the final, but clearly he's a little level below the top, and he'd probably need them to go ballistic and be the one sitting on their backs late. But I still can't see him doing much damage in the final based on the way he went on the weekend, despite being really good throughout the series.
Let's talk about the feature mares race, which was race 5. This was won by a Piccadilly Princess, the favourite.
Yeah, she was very good. She had to dig up early. She was almost crossed by a couple out wider in the early burn, but Mark Purden was able to keep underneath their wheels, and eventually Ideal Alice was willing to relent, and it was her that was there first. So he ended up, Amaretto had to go to the breeze mid-race after being shuffled back early. She stuck on really well, and the top three really drew away from the rest at the 600-metre mark. A Piccadilly Princess with that inside running was too strong. Idealis came off their backs and made ground to second. Amaretto, she was very good, but it just proves, I'm going to contradict myself to some degree here, but what a tough task it is to sit parked and run a big race at Gloucester Park. She did a good job, but she's going to need to draw better to win the Mayor's Classic, you'd have to say, on Inter Dominion night, but still quite a sound run. And of the rest, I thought Sheer Rock and Roll was good. My Rona Gold for Lauren and Shane Tritton was very good as well. And Tricky Stick's not bad either, outside of the obvious. But Piccadilly Princess, Idle Alice, nothing between those two and Amaretto. Barrier draws will be important for the Mayor's Classic.
Well, let's have a look at the next heat of the Inter Dominion, which was going to be a good three-way clash between San Carlo, Soho Tribeca and Lenny the Shark. Let's find out what happened.
4.50 to go. San Carlo in front. Soho Tribeca looking to remain unbeaten in the series. He's coming hard now. Third Simply Sensational. Lenny the Shark's running fourth, about to peel three wide and then cut for an ace around the turn. Here comes Soho Tribeca. He looms up to San Carlo. Simply Sensational. Lenny to the outside in the straight. San Carlo. Soho Tribeca. Soho Tribeca. San Carlo. Lenny's late. In front, San Carlo. Soho can't get there. San Carlo all the way for Rebecca. San Carlo has won and beaten Soho Tribeca. Lenny the Shark third. Fourth, nearly a dead heat. Simply Sensational or cut for an ace.
Well, they ran 1, 2 and 3 as expected. I know, Blake, that you were a bit of a fan of San Carlo and was able to get the cash in that heat.
Yeah, not as much as our good friend Jason Bonington, who has thought all along he's a winning chance in the final. I've always thought he's sort of that level below them, without being disrespectful, but he was capable of doing something like he did on Friday night, given he was able to lead. It almost went pear-shaped at the start. Devendra came out humming, almost crossed San Carlo. I'm sure there would have been a plan B if that happened, but he was still good enough to dig through underneath into that first bend and hold Devendra, and from there he set his own tempo. Lenny the Shark was to the breeze first, then Soho Tribeca, but they didn't attack him by any stretch, and he was able to sprint home with that peg line running and was too strong for them, given he's a very, very good horse. That didn't surprise. Soho Tribeca tried really hard, and I don't think, well, he may have, given the market, I don't think he should have lost any admirers for the final based on that. He'll be better for that run and going into the final next week. And I think a lot of people have now got the block blinkers on with Lenny the Shark, and they've just declared that he can't win the series based on Bunbury. If you go back and watch this heat, he was phenomenal. As good as he could possibly have been. He took ground off Soho Tribeca in the last 100 metres after wobbling around the bend. Again, he can have a fly at them at the start from a wide barrier draw. He'll be coming out quicker in the grand final. So I thought his run was as good as at least Soho Tribeca, as well as San Carlo. And outside of the top three, nothing really to take from it. You know, that they're all going to be sort of competing in that consolation. Barrier draws will be important there too. But I think, unfortunately, San Carlo's drawn probably not to win the final unless they go ballistic early and he's the last one standing from the back of the field. But Soho Tribeca and Lenny the Shark right on track.
Four-year-old championship was race number 7, taken out by the favourite Rock Diamonds.
Yeah, too strong. Good barrier draw, obviously. Was able to dig through and lead early. Space Junk had a little dip, but more importantly, Chris Oak was able to drop straight onto Rock Diamond's back, which put the second favourite, Motu Meteor, 3 poles. And from there, Rock Diamonds was able to sort of control the race at sort of different tempos through the middle stages. But then, it, you know, put the afterburners on. Space Junk got off the pegs when there was a bit of a gap appear. That allowed Motu Meteor to get up the pegs behind the leader. But it never worked out for him. He was locked in behind them all the way up the straight, Motu Meteor. An unlucky run. There were a number of them, but Rock Diamonds in front on the pegs was too strong for them. With the best run, Space Junk tried hard after coming off the pegs and coming 3 wide that final bend. He was only beaten just under a length. As I mentioned, Motu Meteor was desperately unlucky on their backs, but you can say that about a number of them. Carter Michael and I'm Ricaria both should have finished closer. Even our Zach Whitby and maybe Breach the Beach in behind them didn't have a lot of luck. So it'll be interesting to see how they all sort of pan out against Ultimate Machete. None of them can beat him, you would have thought, but there's certainly some good runs in behind to watch if Barry draws suit in the final, but Rock Diamond's got the coin.
Okay, we have a look at the final of the heat to the Inter-Dominion, where Lazarus was sent out a 10s-on favourite.
Down the back, 4.50 to go. Lazarus, 28.5 the second quarter, leads only ahead. Have Faith in Me is running a mighty race, and Jambiani at big odds goes into third. A Hoka Putter moves into fourth. Ego Dan's gone. Vault and Tin battles around the turn. 29.1 next quarter. Lazarus just in front. Have Faith in Me is running a mighty race, and they're clear from a Hoka Putter and Jambiani. But now Lazarus goes into overdrive, and look at the afterburners. He is untouched, racing away. Have Faith in Me comes back at him again. Lazarus in front of Have Faith in Me, and Lazarus by 2 metres to Have Faith in Me. 12 metres a Hoka Putter, Jambiani, and now followed by Galactic Star.
Well, he's now the short price dominant favourite after the draw to take out the final. What do you think are the key points to his performance in the heat, Blake?
Well, he had a very soft heat. Mark Bird never turned the whip on. He never looked like letting him down. He could have gone a lot better than he did. He broke the track record. It was a phenomenal performance. I think Mark McNamara said it best in his New Zealand Cup. Someone called Nasser, he's into orbit. He's just a different level, and a lot of people are going to talk him down this week, and a lot of pundits are going to say there's four or five chances in the final of the Inter-Dominion. I just don't think it's true. It's hard to line up the improvement from second to third run, given he was on the pegs on Friday night and he had it so soft. But I really think he's made serious leaps from first to second to third run in this campaign, and I think he'll go to another level on Friday night, and I think he'll blow them away. So he's drawn two in the final. He's probably not going to be in the early fight. I think Mark Purden will stay out of it early, let Tiger Taro, Lenny the Shark and Soho Tribeca have their little war, and then he'll just cruise around in the breeze at his own will. I don't think anything will want to hold him out from the breeze, and he'll control tempo, and he'll win for me, Lazarus. So he was ultra dominant. He only won by a metre and a half, but it was just a phenomenal performance. He could have won by so much more. Have Faith in Me was back. It was a super run. Chris Lewis, terrific driver. I suspect he'll probably drive him in the final. Matt Rasmussen is considering jumping across to drive Have Faith in Me, but there's a big meeting in Auckland on as well. So some chance Chris Lewis will keep the drive on Have Faith in Me. He went much better. He's a little place blowout chance, you'd say, for the final. He probably can't win it, although at his absolute best form, he'd be thereabouts. I just don't know if he's quite there yet. And outside of those, nothing more to take from the rest.
Okay, so that's a bit of a wrap on what happened in the West on Friday. Of course, yesterday locally, we had the running of the Stall Pacing Cup, which is a Group 3 race, and as most expected, Shadow Sachs for Emma Stewart was able to win at fives on.
He controlled the race. It was a big day for Emma Stewart and Clayton Tonkin. They took a big team down and dominated the Launceston meeting as well, but Shadow Sachs, after that 4- and 5-year-old championship, was just far too good for them. He was able to cruise to the lead, stall a track that suits on paces leaders, and once he found the pegs, he was probably $1.20 into $1.04, because as I said, that 4- and 5-year-old championship, he sat parked and he was going to control the tempo a similar way just on the pegs this time, and that's what eventuated. He cruised home. Bad Billy was very good from three poles. He's really starting to trend in the right direction in terms of taking on the best horses. Let's Elope was an improved run, albeit off a soft run. Almost nabbed second on the line, and I guess the others probably just never really in a place to be competitive, given Shadow Sachs was a cut above them.
Exactly, and we also had the Trotters Cup to coincide with the Pacers feature, and this was won by Charming Lavra.
It was. She was probably right spot, right time to some degree. It looked like she was going to get crossed early, or there was a horse that was going to begin quicker from her, from the Strands Al Bundy, but he galloped, so she was able to boot through and lead early, and that was the tail of the tape. She led, she controlled tempo, and she was too strong for Daiquiri, who sat on her back the whole way and had his shot, but just wasn't quite good enough. Ocrivey Wins was very good for 100-1 pop from three poles. Ain't That Right, Macca Sound. The Savannah JJ was quite solid first up, and probably the run of the race, despite being beaten 40 metres, was Clover Mack. He lost a lot of ground early. He was tailed off, and he passed a couple of nice horses, My Sky Pocket and co, that were also tailed off, and his run was phenomenal, Clover Mack. So he's probably the one that I want to take from the race.
Just having a look at what happened on Saturday night out at Cranbourne. Well, the fast class of the night, we only had the four horses go around, and Moonrock started a dominant favourite. Look, take us through some of the performances in this little race here, Blake.
Yeah, well, it was look, he was the best horse. It was a brave drive from Anthony Butt. Lovin' a Chevy's probably been a hand-up horse of recent times. on a wet track around Cranbourne, decided to hold the lead. So Ants was able to jag at the start. He came with one run. They pretty much, you know, given the track and the weather, they didn't do any damage early. They were able to get a pretty soft time of it. But Moonrock was very good from last. He was able to reel in Love and a Chevy, who is flying, so it was a big win. Coldplay Road still ticking over really well. So despite being the field of four, I think the form out of it will be very strong.
And what were some of the key points to take out of Friday night's meeting at Tabcourt Park?
I think Rockabella Stars was probably the key one, the one Metro race on the card. She was able to lead and she was too strong for them. She looked under pressure on the bend, got her girl Electobet sort of cruised up to her, but she just kept finding Rockabella Stars, and she's quite a good mare. She's got a few tricks up her sleeve in terms of being able to use gate speed. She's got a good turn of foot, so she's going to continue to win races, and this was probably the start of a sequence. I'd suspect that she can go on to better things. Got to go, Electobet was sound despite not finding a whole heap in the straight. I thought her effort was still good given she sat parked. And Saliqua, she maybe isn't quite measuring up to what we thought she could, but in saying that, she was still quite a good run herself, but being able to run on into third from the 1-1 when she came three wide, and I thought her effort was still quite good. So top three there are all worth following.
Wonderful, Blake. It's been a great weekend as always, and really looking forward to Gate Speed tomorrow, where it'll be all things into Dominion leading into the final.
Yeah, it's going to be massive. We'll be getting plenty of the big players and having a chat to them, and hopefully we can sort it all out.
Wonderful, Blake. Thank you.
Thanks.